Combined sewer overflow tanks, otherwise known as CSOs for short, are designed to prevent sewage from entering the Spokane River at overflow points during a big rainstorm or meltdown of snow. That's because in some areas of the city, particularly on the south side, the storm drains are connected to the city's sewer lines. On much of the north side, they are separate. Under the federal mandate of the Clean Water Act, the city has in recent years moved to construct 24 CSO tanks to hold back water from the storm drains during major rain events like the one Thursday. City spokeswoman Marlene Feist says the tanks actually did a pretty good job during the deluge.
So 10 locations did overflow to the river, and frankly, I think that was actually a pretty impressive result, because I would have expected, because of the intensity and the amount of water that we were receiving, that we would have seen all of those tanks overflow. So, I mean, these systems are designed for good-sized rainstorms, but not for rainstorms that deliver an inch of rain in 20 minutes.
Feist says some who saw a video of the flowing above T.J. Minock Bridge where cars were getting stranded in the road by water flow may have misinterpreted that as a sign that the tanks were not doing their job.
The tanks are designed to handle excess water that hits that's already in the pipes, but what we saw yesterday was the water wasn't getting to the pipes. So either the storm drains were clogged, or in some cases, the pipes were so full of water they could take no more. What we found on the north side, where we actually do have separated storm sewers, and most of those collect and come out at an outfall called the Cochrane Basin outfall right by T.J. Minock Bridge. And there was so much water that at one point yesterday, that pipe was flowing by itself at 600 cubic feet per second. And for comparison, that was twice the flow that was coming out of the Latah Creek to the river at that point.
Feist says future plans call for filtration of the storm water on the north side of the city when those lines are overwhelmed by major rain events to filter that runoff from entering the river, much like the efforts now to prevent the combined sewer and storm water from polluting the waterway. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.